some action back onto the court. Feeds in to Brendan Wisner. Back to Keegan Valentine. Still that 2-3 zone from Marlette. Into the corner. Seth Bowles for three. No. Rebound at number 11 for Marlette. Marcus Armstrong. Going the other way into the left corner. Nearly stolen by Seth Bowles. Instead, McClatchy gets it inside the lane, and it's up for 2 points. 1:15 left in the first, and Marlette doubling up Lakers 14-7. Wisner over to Deering. Marlette's pressure starting to get to the nerves of the green and white. Wisner over to Siegfried at the right wing. Back up to Wisner. 1 minute remaining in the first quarter, 14-7, Marlette leads. Lakers, Travis Deering at midcourt. Dribbling to the right elbow to Siegfried. Nothing there, back out to Wisner, top of the key. 45 seconds left, down to Seth Bowles, left block, trying to get something there, nothing. Feeds it out to Deering from Bowles up for three. Rebound still loose and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bryce George. Laker ball underneath thrown to hoop. Sean Quady checks in for Marlette, replaces the technical foul laid in Ethan McKenney with 41 and a half seconds left in the first quarter. Wisner inbounding for the Lakers into Seth Bowles' right block. Double team coming, back out to Wisner in the corner. Dribbles in and jump stop, feeds it back out to Keegan Valentine. Takes a three, he's not afraid to shoot. No good, rebound Marlette, number 11, Marcus Armstrong. Sean Quady at the right wing, 25 seconds left. McClatchy takes a three, this one's no good. And the rebound ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Laker ball in front of the student section of Lakers. 20.8 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-7, Marlette leads Lakers. At early on in this ball game, it was 5-2 Lakers. It's all been Marlette since. Drew Scholler replaces Brennan Wisner, give him a short breather to end this first quarter. Sean Quady, number four. Hunter Kelly checks out for Marlette. 19 seconds left, Lakers inbounds. Drew Scholler trying to break this press. Travis Deering over Seth Bowles, and it's stolen. Here comes Marlette after the fourth Laker turnover on the night. Seth Bowles going against Bryce George, and the right block goes up. Can't get that to fall. McClatchy gets the rebound, puts it back up, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line with 3 seconds left in the first quarter. Foul goes against Drew Scholler, his first and team's fifth. At the line, shooting two, Charles McClatchy. He has 2 points in the night, has not attempted a free throw. First free throw is up, and this one's good. The lefty's shot is nothing but net, now leads by 8 points, 15-7. Second free throw from the lefty is in and out, no good. Rebound Bryce George, though, in the reverse. Mikan gets it to fall. That's one way to end the first quarter, and the freshman finishes the first 8 minutes with 7 points for the Marlette Red Raiders as they lead Lakers 17-7. After 8 minutes on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
On to the second quarter, Marlette starts with possession. Isaac Dale into the right block, and we have a whistle. And this will be an offensive, a little confused there.
It was called on Lakers.
It was called on Lakers. It could have
been.
He
said 1-5, and that's Deering, but is Deering out there?
Deering,
yes, he is
out there. So that would be Travis Deering's first foul, and team six the rest of the way out. Marlette shooting at least one free throw. Marlette will try this one again. Feeds it into Barrett George from the left elbow. The jump shot is up, and this is good. His first points of the night gives Marlette the lead by 12 points, 19-7. Pressure coming from the Red Raiders still. Travis Deering going against the zone. Pressure to the high post. Seth Bowles over to the left wing. Drew Schuller for three. No good. Rebound Isaac Dale going the other way. Shot's no good. Rebound, though, Barrett George to clean up the boards. This one's in for 2 points. And Marlette's starting to strike on all cylinders. They lead by 14 points, 21-7. As they led by 10 points at the quarter, 17-7. Brennan Wisner in trouble. He turns it over. Here comes Marlette the other way. The transition bucket from Armstrong's no good, but rebound brought in by Drew Schuller. Here come the Lakers. Trailing by 14 points. Seth Bowles left wing. Skip pass to the right wing to Travis Deering. Pulls up for three. This one's good. Nice looking shot from Travis Deering, the senior. He has 8 points of Lakers 10.
That's his second tray as
well. Second tray as well. Marlette slowing things down, trying to feed down to Isaac Dale. Lakers gets a handle on it. And it will be Marlette ball underneath the road hoop. Substitution, Ethan McKenney replaces Marcus Armstrong. And Keegan Valentine checks in for Lakers, replaces number 12, Jordan Trost, who actually snuck out there without us realizing it. 6:25 left in the second quarter. Marlette 21, Lakers 10. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight on WLEW Sports. Travis Deering gets it across the timeline over to Seth Bowles. And we have a whistle as Isaac Dale tried to go for the steal right at midcourt. Instead, he draws the foul. His first only, though, and Marlette's fourth team foul.
Isaac Dale is so quick.
Very quick.
I thought he was going to get away with that, to tell you the truth.
He's quick, he can jump, he's athletic, and he has a shot to boot. Halftime of JV, he was dunking two hands with ease.
The only drawback for Isaac is that he is foul prone.
That is true.
There are a lot of games we've seen him. He's always been sitting on the bench a few minutes because of foul trouble.
We've also seen a lot of him as this is his fourth year on varsity. Travis Deering to Drew Schuller, right wing. Has a little space, which is surprising for once. Over to the left wing and Deering. Two dribbles, feeds into the corner to Valentine. Goes down the baseline. Nothing there. Feeds over Seth Bowles in the lane. And this one's up for two. The bunny is good.
That is the first shot in the lane.
Cuts the lead for Marlette down to 9, 21-12, 5:42 left in the second. Over the right wing, McKenney skip pass to Quady to the left wing. This one's no good. Rebound still loose, finally brought in by Travis Deering.
Quady is a sophomore, by the way.
Brennan Wisner going coast to coast. Drew Schuller going down the right side of the lane, draws the foul, and he'll go to the line for two shots. Foul goes against Bryce George. That's his second. Some early foul trouble for him, the freshman. And the fifth team foul, Drew Schuller at the free throw line shooting two. His first free throw attempts of the evening. First free throw is up, and this one's good. A lot of arc on that one. Bryce George sits down, replaced by Charles McClatchy for the Red Raiders. Chris Storm has a quick chat with his freshman. Drew Schuller, second free throw upcoming. They trail by 8 points to Marlette. Free throws up, and this one's good as the first. 7-point ball game, 21-14, 5:22 left in the first half. Lakers instituting a full court press. Marlette trying to get out of it. Sean Quaney gets across midcourt, dribbling to his left, over to the left wing. Ethan McKenney for the NBA three. No good. Rebound, though, Isaac Dale bails him out. Feeds it into McClatchy, turns and lets it fly, and this one's good. McClatchy with 5 points, back out to a 9-point lead for the Red Swashbucklers. Drew Schuller to Travis Deering. Two-man front for Marlette on the press. Seth Bowles at the free throw line, down to Keegan Valentine on the baseline, trying to dive to the basket, has to kick it back out. Drew Schuller has to save it, and it results in a turnover. Here comes Quady the other way. He goes up for the shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. 4-2 shots. Sean Quady has not scored on the evening yet or attempted a free throw. Foul goes against Brennan Wisner, his first, team seventh.